to set things up for tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. So let me call on Philip Don first. He's the president of Campbell Company of Canada, and he was in the group looking at food and nutrition security. So, Phil, if you want to come up.
Thank you very much, Dr. Dubé, distinguished guests. It's been a compelling and thought-provoking evening, not your usual Tuesday night. We have an incredible gathering of impressive, passionate individuals, and the Montreal Canadiens are winning 1-0. Tonight, we have thought influencers, leaders, and people with true passion to change the world. Can I get an amen for that? As our keynote speaker addressed, and thank you for doing so, the power rests with us. If not us, then who? As I shared with some of you this morning, along with my peers from Campbell Canada, we have a shared statement of purpose. Ours is extraordinary, authentic nourishment for all. Don't we want all that? As leaders, we can change the world, and the change rests in collaboration, setting agendas aside, embracing a greater purpose, and focusing on the opportunity and benefit. That is our shared challenge and our shared opportunity. This morning, it was a great honor and pleasure for myself and the team that I work with to take part in the Think Tank initiative to explore the potential for new business and societal models to achieve food and nutrition security. The food and nutrition security theme discussed today considered food and nutrition security in its three dimensions: food security, nutritional and caloric balance, and food safety. Experts assembled at today's meeting were members of networks collectively representing thousands of individuals, companies, and civil society members. Workshop participants recognized that tackling this complex problem demands that all levels of society become involved. Participants recognized that if we hope to achieve the sustained change that we will need and has to be there to achieve food and nutrition security worldwide, that businesses, small businesses, and businesses with scale will have to be part of the solution, and that there's no better time for that than now. It was also noted by many of the workshop participants that they were already actively engaged in their own networks, working towards achieving similar goals in a range of areas such as reducing salt in processed foods, which is an important focus for our company, or policy convergence between the agriculture and health sectors. The participants recognized that further progress could even be made even in the next year, advancing multi-level, multi-sector work in these and several other specific areas. The top three priorities from the food and nutrition security theme were the following. The first, how to create a policy environment that would be more receptive and adaptive to changing business models while overcoming the natural tension between agricultural and food policy and health and nutrition policy. It was concluded as well that we needed to focus on wellness and identify areas of overlap between policy arenas. Action was underlined as essential to engaging and encouraging participants. The second priority, how can each component of the agriculture and food systems be harnessed to encourage the improvement of food safety, the nutritional profile of food, and food security? This could include improving the sustainability of small local producers and raising global standards. The third priority was how to improve consumers' nutritional understanding and to create incentives and pathways for individuals to consume foods that benefit themselves, society, and the planet. This could include moving away from a definition of food value based on calories to one based on nutrition using a simple communication strategy. In conclusion, there's a great opportunity for all the stakeholders, including businesses, to join efforts and consolidate the positive actions for change that are currently conducted within each network, and to unite our efforts as one joint network, and therefore then to go forward and conduct collaborative initiatives in an open and collaborative and extensive way, in a way that the knowledge can be promoted and new research can be bringing new ways of doing business to ensure health and wellness for all. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Philip. I'm sure your group is proud of you. That's not hard. That's not easy to do in a short time to try to summarize a day's work.